Last time you were up here in December, you were a little bit frustrated. I would say you were itching to start doing a few things, kind of itching to get out there and itching to do some more recording, and you got at least one of them done, right?
We've been writing a whole bunch for the past year and a half, and had just been dying to get in the studio. We were thinking all the songs were really great, and some people on the business end thought otherwise and wanted to wait. And I guess the way we were seeing it is, I guess the more music you keep pumping out, the more attention you can grab, from the audience, and then you have things to tour on and stuff like that with new music. And so we finally said screw it and went in and recorded a 6-song EP. And
Why an EP?
we had the date set for the release show before
Oh,
we
no.
even had anything recorded.
Kind
So,
of have that backwards.
but at the same time, it also really motivates you to really work hard and get it done,
Well, it
So.
sounds like listening to the album, you've been listening to a lot of 70s music. I mean, I'm hearing Nazareth in here, I'm hearing Led Zeppelin in here, a little bit of Hendrix like we've heard in the past. Have you been digging into some old stuff in the last few months?
Yeah, I always, obviously, I feel like our music is pretty based in the blues. I think one thing is from having gone on tour with a lot of the 70s guys, Steve Miller and Frampton and Doobies and stuff, I've really been just really digging that kind of genre lately. And
And you've always been drawn to that sound as well. I mean, ever since I think we've talked years and years ago.
yeah.
And
Kind of before I heard the, old school blues guys and stuff, I was hearing Hendrix and Clapton and Skinner and ZZ Top and Stevie Ray Vaughan and stuff like that.
so let's go to the EP itself. It's called Shine On. Who is Caroline?
She's a made-up chick, man.
Come on.
No, she really is. It's
Really?
just kind of a story.
Kind of a composite of many different people, maybe.
I guess it could be, and I think the story kind of is something that could have happened to a lot of guys. They hook up with a chick, and her father is not too happy about it. So, just kind of a story. But no, Caroline is just what's a cool name to Caroline, and so we put it in there. When Daddy told me stay away, I couldn't leave her alone another day. He said, boy, so I get my loving on the run. Oh, Caroline.
You mentioned Steve Miller and the Doobie Brothers and those guys, and you and Frampton, you and Steve Miller have kind of formed a little bit of a bond, a little kind of a mentorship almost and a friendship together. You want to go about talk about Steve Miller and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction? And did it surprise you at all to hear what Steve had to say about at the induction?
I love Steve to death, and so does everybody else. But at times he can get a little grumpy, and he's one that is not gonna hold back his opinions.
Well, he's a straight shooter, it sounds like.
Yeah, 100%. And so I wasn't surprised at all. It actually kind of made me chuckle a little bit when I seen the video.
Let's get back to the EP. It's called Shine On, and the title track itself kind of has that early 70s soulful sound to it, almost kind of like a Muscle Shoals sound to it.
Well, that's kind of something we wanted to try to, shoot for this time. And the cool thing about that tune and the track Electric Religion on there, we went down to Nashville at the Bomb Shelter studio down there and recorded with this guy, Andrea Tokic. And he produced the first Alabama Shakes album, and that was a lot of fun. He helped us produce this those two songs, and we recorded the tape, so it kind of gave it that, like you said, the Muscle Shoals kind of vintage kind of sonically, that sound. So I was really happy with the way those came out, and of course with recording with Eric, the other ones at Eclipse here in Bloomington is always a blast.
When it seems there's no end to your troubles, my friend, shine on. When the load seems too great and you suffer the weight, shine on.
It has been sort of a whirlwind for you, hasn't it? Over the last 2.5, 3 years since you came out of Bloomington High School. And, you know, you got out there, you're on tour with these big guys, and you're doing some pretty cool stuff on your own. And then last December, it all just kind of stopped, didn't it?
Yeah, it's been real strange. I've learned a lot about the industry and how it seems like, a lot of these industry folks scratch each other's backs and kind of don't really worry about the artists. You know, it, like you said, it was strange. We were kind of just hitting our, okay, it's gonna, here we go, and then suddenly nothing, you know, no tours. You know, we were getting pushed back when we were saying that we wanted to go in and record. Well, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. And not till you have a hit song. And I'm not pointing fingers at anybody at all, but, the hit song is such a pie-in-the-sky thing in my mind for the style of music I do. It's not pop radio material, you know, and I don't think it ever will be. But you look at people like Tedeschi Trucks and Joe Bonamassa, Gary Clark Jr., all these other guys are making great careers. All these guys are making tremendous careers for themselves without any of that, you know, without the major label deals and without... And I think that's the thing that a lot of bands in my position are kind of leaning towards now, because these industry people, you know, the music industry has changed so much that they have no idea what to do anymore.
Oh, and shine on, 'cause if there's one thing I know, you reap what you sow. So you got to shine on.
Well, have you had a chance to catch your breath a little bit since then? Is it almost a blessing in disguise a little bit? Catch your breath, take a look forward, or take a look back and see where you're headed? Or
in a sense, yeah. As we were talking about Steve Miller earlier, I reach out to him a lot whenever there's anything kind of going on and I have questions, and kind of told him what was going on, and he was like, you know, don't worry about it. It happens to everybody.
You mean being idle like this? It happens to everybody?
Yeah. It's the music industry is kind of, you know, one thing he said to me, it's like surfing. It wasn't until I was 32 till The Joker came out and I finally got my big chance, and he's like, even though I thought it was my last chance, he's like, it was just the beginning. So yeah, I was pretty frustrated last time, and it's still a bit frustrating. I'm trying not to stress myself out too much about the fact that right now we're not out touring, and we'll keep the wheels turning, and we're gonna find a way to do this.
Did Steve's words kind of have a calming effect on you?
Oh yeah.
How many more days can we hold on? Tell me I'm wrong.
You feel like it got your mojo back a little bit with this EP?
I think so. It just felt good to just play again, because I hadn't even, you know, besides sitting at home by myself playing, it just felt good to get back together with the band, and I'm really excited about the show on April 29th, because just to play a live show again, man, it's going to be great. Just the feeling of playing with the band is, I missed it a lot.
Well, Matthew Curry, it's nice to catch up with you again. It's great to see you. It looks like you got a little hop in your step again. It's nice to see that.
Oh, well, thanks, man. Thanks so much for talking to me. Always great to see you as well, John.
The ties that bind are the seams undone. So hold.